Yo, what's the up? What's up, my people? Hey, man, this detoxing from the internet and social media hasn't been the easiest, but I'm doing it. And it's much needed. I have to be very honest. I still have a thing with control, and that comes from a level of fear of not knowing. So when I say I have a thing of control, not necessarily trying to control anyone, but I try to control the situations around me. And that is only being done so that I make sure I have everything in order before I decide to take those steps. But that's not how it's supposed to go. That is not how it's supposed to go. You are supposed to have faith in your higher self, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it. It's all you. The highest version of yourself. You're supposed to have faith that you're going to be okay. But I've been looking for loans because I'm ready to leave the area where I'm at now. But my situation, my lawsuit is taking a little longer than I expected. It's going to be almost 2 years. 2 years will be in March, matter of fact. March 15th. And then March 23rd, I think it was. So they were back-to-back accidents. So I can't really go anywhere until that's done. And I thought I had no more lessons up here, but that's not true. My family is the lesson. Last time before I think it was the 26th, I had did a podcast. And as I tell you, I'm just giving you the real. I don't want to lie. If I got to pass gas, I'm passing gas. If I got to burp, I'm going to burp. I want to give you the real. And whoever's going to judge me, they're going to judge me, but I don't care. Because everything that you say about me, make sure you look in the mirror and say it. But back to the program. My family, I realized that energetically, I'm not alone. I'm never alone. Everything is energy. So I'm never alone. I'm always connected to my friends. I'm always connected to everybody that's around me. So I'm never alone. But physically, I'm going to be doing this shit by myself. Like, my brother, I thought he was getting it. He done went all the way back. So now he's going to have to deal with this situation and the heartache that comes his way. I can't save him. I gave him the tools to help him find his way. And a test came to see if he was ready. And he went right back to his old ways. He went right back to old habits. And I love my brother and I'm not judging him. But now I see that I'm going to be doing this alone. And it's fine. We were never meant to stay attached. That teaching the family was never meant to be the way it is. So that's cool. But like I said, last time I got into it with my parents and I had to catch myself again. So I feel like this situation is showing me what I have ahead of me. So, you know, I'm just taking it day by day and I'm growing, I'm building, and I'm trying to move forward and not classify myself as who I used to be. I really have to start eating less. I only eat one meal a day, but I eat a lot. Got to start eating less because it's going to come a time where I'm not going to be able to eat like this. So I have to have my body prepared. And that's fine. But I have to be ready for this. This is going to be a test. But as long as I know that love is my protection and I look at everything that's happening for my good, I will be fine. I will be fine. And I like to thank all my listeners out there. You know, now it's more, it seems like more of the United States, and that's cool. But I'm grateful. Like, this is part of my creativeness, just opening up and talking and being honest. Like, for so long, I'm going to be honest. Like, a lot of the times, like, when my sis, Shauna Starr, she told me some real stuff. And, you know, sometimes I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like I wish I can have her support more. Like, I see her do other people, but maybe she's doing it for a reason. Because a lot of the times I'm always talking and saying, reposting what other people say, or saying what, instead of saying what I have to say. And that's the thing. Even with her, like when am I going to start using my methods? When am I going to start being real to myself, like she, my higher self said? And this is the time. I'm very happy. But I will have to say, I do have some fear of trying to get things in order when I don't have to have that. Because the universe already shown me. I haven't worked, and it's going to be 2 years in March. And I've been taken care of. Everything has fallen to my lap. Everything that I needed, the universe provided. So why am I out here trying to take out loans? Why am I here trying to get credit cards? Why am I out here trying to figure out how to get my Sesta V trust so I can get everything paid for and I can use that bank account? Why do I care about that? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the fair part of trying to be good, when I should just allow things to flow. And whatever happens, it happens. Because I know the universe is going to take care of me. I'm not going to be out here begging. I'm not going to be doing none of that. But that's the fear. Because it's so long. For so long, we come to a point where we rely on everything. And we got to know everything. We want things quick. And that was, I think that's been my struggle. That's been the last thing that I got to let go. Just searching shit. Oh, how could I do this? That is my downfall. That is the last thing that has to go. Most people will say that's not nothing, but you just want to make sure that you're safe. No, I know that I'm protected, but I want to control everything instead of letting it flow. I have to be honest. And then it's like sometimes if people don't listen, I don't want to talk to them, I'm like, yo, I'm trying to help. When that's not how it's supposed to go, you're supposed to love all. And I do love all, but that's also accepting people for who they are. And I've been doing that lately. Start accepting everybody for who they are, regardless if they listen to me or not. Because I realize I can't control everything. Regardless how much I want to see them win or I want to see people get it, it's not my place to try to control anybody or manipulate somebody to get something. That's what it is. Like, and I don't want to manipulate or telling lies or doing things just so I can get people attention. Love doesn't need me to lie. Mother Earth doesn't need me to lie. Doesn't need me to infatuate anything. Because I know that she's real and people are going to see how powerful love is. So I'm doing good. I know it wasn't that much longer that I've been on, but it just came across my mind. I just had to be real with you guys. You know, I'm working on myself. So I won't be on social media for a while, but I will come here whenever I need to talk, just to get off my chest. Because I always want to tell my truths. I thank everybody for taking the time to listen to me. I appreciate my 9 to 7 listeners, man. whoever you are, wherever you are in the world, I thank you. Like, you know, for me, this is big. I always wanted to, like, follow after everybody, and now I'm starting to lead my own way and do things the way I want to do them and follow on my purpose. So to see people click and listen to my stuff, that makes me feel great. And, you know, I'm no longer the guy who I used to be. Let me tell you, man, I used to hurt people and make them feel bad because I felt bad. I know I probably said this in the past. I was in special ed. So, you know, I had a low self-esteem with that. And I'm not the best speller, not the greatest at math. I'm not anything that has to do with being in a society I was never that good at. So for me to be able to break free and speak my mind and say things that I know and, you know, learn all these things that are meant to help us rise and with foods and, you know, like how much freedom we really have, that makes me feel good. It really does. But I don't need anybody's validation anymore. I'm happy with myself. And the days, I do have to start moving more. I've been reading a lot. I've been staying out of my parents' house, because right now I'm staying there because I live in my camper, and it's been a little cold, but it's been beautiful lately. So at the end of February, I'm out of there. If I'm not going from New York, I'm out of my parents' house. I enjoy being alone. I get tired of hearing the argument, but I love them. I love everybody. But I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you guys so much. I really do. But if you ever, ever, ever just want to ask me a question, leave it on here. I don't know how you could do that, but I did see that there are ways that you can do that. I would appreciate it, and I would love to hear you guys' opinions or the things that you guys are going through, and you might need some, you know, some guidance or some help. And if I can, I definitely will. But I'm working on the things that I need to work on. And I'm on Telegram, and you guys can reach me from there. It's Mike Love. It's Mike Love all day. Mike Love. You can reach me at Mike Love. That's where I be. But I love you guys. Hope everyone is doing great. And I hope everyone is following their higher self, man. It ain't easy at first, but you start to hear that voice clearer and clearer. And trust me, the higher you rise, the deeper the lower entities are going to try to pull you back down because they can't rise with you. So remember that. There's a devil on each level. Till you get reached so high that they can't climb. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. I don't care where you are in the world. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what you do or what you have done in the past. I don't care if you raped, killed, murder. I love you, and you deserve love. Forgive yourself. Move forward. Peace. Ba-da-ba-ba.